back here at Oswego High School, and it's a great little setting that they've got here in Oswego.
Yeah.
I like we're right behind the scores table. So if there's any controversy, Dylan and I can bring it to you right off the bat.
Right you are.
And we're also close enough that we better watch for the flying basketballs coming up.
Yeah, it could be pretty tough.
And a nice turnout tonight. We're sitting in front of the Flint Hills. I like to call it the Flint Hills Officials Association, and the Opie Officials Association's on the other side. And Opie in their home white with the Eagles across the front with green and gold stripes. Flint Hills is in their road red with black stripes and white numbers with Flint Hills across their chest. And they're finishing up introducing the starting lineups. And Dylan, what do you think kind of is the key for Opie tonight?
I think they just got to go play their game. And, you know, this team grew last year with Coach Slay in his first season, the first season after Jesse Nelson retired. So I'm expecting this group, who's still young, to get going here tonight in Oswego.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Opie definitely, they're young, but they're more experienced than Flint Hills. Flint Hills starts four sophomores and a freshman, while Opie comes at them with three seniors and two sophomores. And number one thing, too, that Slade would talk about is they can't commit turnovers tonight.
Yeah, and most definitely. And this team, played last Friday night and last Thursday night against Chautauqua.
No,
Oswego.
Oswego,
yeah. They're still in the same league.
Yes, they are. Yeah, you can see everything up there on their board from the Three Rivers League. They do have St. Paul, who's playing tonight, I think, up in
Southern Coffee County, up in Waverly.
Yep. And so jumping center for Flint Hills. It looks like it'll be Harley Randall going up against Millie Bailey. So sit back and enjoy tonight's basketball action here on Country 101.7 FM. The tip goes to, it's taken by Opie. Katie Roberts with it out front. Man-to-man defense being put on by Flint Hills. Ball goes to the left side. And now they get it across the right side to Bailey. Bailey takes it to the basket. Layup good. Millie Bailey with the first 2 points of the night for the Opie Lady Eagles.
And that's just a good drive to the basket by Millie.
And now they get the ball left side over to Alex Scribner. She has the ball knocked away. And loose ball, and it's going to be picked up by Flint Hills. Now still kind of loose on the floor, and they come up with it to Harley Randall. Randall then tries to throw it inside. Ball knocked away. Nice job that time by Ava Clark.
Opie putting the pressure on early, trying to force a live ball turnover here early in the going.
Yeah, now Flint Hills will inbound it. They get the ball inbound. We're going to get a foul right away on Jenna Smith. That's her first. First team foul on Opie. Opie in their man-to-man defense. Paige Corder having some trouble. She stepped over the inbounds. Turnover there by Flint Hills.
And this is where Opie's got to take advantage off a turnover, Ken.
Yeah, and I think they've got a little bit more speed, too, than Flint Hills does. Ball goes to the right side to Ava Clark. She gets it in underneath to Katie Robert. Ball knocked away. And it looks like they've got a restraining line kind of around the in front of the benches here.
Yeah, that's an extra line. I like that here.
The free jumper is up and good. Ava Clark, free throw line jumper, makes it 4-0. Pressure being put on the backcourt. They get it across the left side. It's Alex Scribner. She goes baseline. Now she's going to get fouled. Foul looks like it's going to be again on Jenna Smith.
They gave it on Broyles.
Oh, McKenna Broyles. That was 3-1. Okay, her first. The inbounds pass comes in the corner to Paige Corder. Corder gets it back up. The Scribner back down the left side to Corder. Corder now top of the key. Swings it right side. Now they get it back up to Corder. Corder had the ball knocked away, and we got a loose ball. Let's see whether we're going to get called. Jump ball. It will stay with Flint Hills. That time, Katie Roberts did a good job going after between her and Harley Randall.
So, Katie Robert with very valuable experience for this Opie team.
They have the trouble getting the ball inbounds. Millie Bailey comes up with the steal. Bailey drives in. Ball knocked away by Alex Scribner. And actually, that was a good job defensively by Jenna Smith to kind of knock the ball right into Millie Bailey's hands.
Millie Bailey, you know, she attacked to the rim on that first bucket, really did some good things there on the steal.
Now the inbounds pass comes into McKenna Broyles. She goes to the left side to Jenna Smith. Thought Jenna was about a foot taller. And the ball goes out of bounds to Flint Hills.
And that's a turnover Opie does not need early in this game and leading 4-0.
Yeah, they need to establish themselves. Paige Corder set the inbound it. And having trouble, good defense in backcourt. And now they get the ball in to Tegan Carney. Carney gives it up to Harley Randall. Randall gets it down to Scribner. Scribner goes to the right side. Layup good by Riley Wright. First two of the night for Flint Hills. Now they get the ball right side. McKenna Broyles. Broyles tries to get it down the paint. Ball knocked out of bounds by Alex Scribner.
This is where Opie's got to figure a way through this defense for Flint Hills.
Now it looks like a little bit of a 3-2 zone now being put on by. But they go back, going to McKenna Broyles, and they overthrow her. A little bit switching up defense that time by Flint Hills. And Dylan, that caught him by surprise.
Yep, and going to zone, and Opie's applying some full court pressure.
Flint Hills is able to get it across the timeline. Now they dribble. Now that was a weird situation because Paige Corder got knocked down and Alex Scribner dribbled right at her and knocked it and dribbled off of Paige Corder's foot.
That's a tricky turnover, and you don't want to run into a teammate and turn the ball over.
No. Now they get the ball inside. They go left side. Katie Robert, lip, good. Katie Robert with her first two of the night. That's a 6-2 lead for the Lady Eagles.
And Opie is 3-of-3 from the field.
Ball goes to the left side to Riley Wright. She gets it inside. Shots up no good. Rebound put back up and no good by Paige Corder, but she's fouled. Foul is on Katie Robert. Her first, third team foul on Opie. So they'll be inbounding it underneath the basket. They get the ball in. Left side, they're going to get a tie-up there that time between Jenna Smith and Paige Corder. And now in the game for Flint Hills is Emily Scribner. She's a sophomore. And Madison Albert, a senior. Katie Roberts brings it up, gets it across the timeline. We got the ball to the left side to McKenna Broyles. Broyles dribbles baseline, now picks it back up, gives it to Millie Bailey. Bailey gets it up. Three-pointer by Ava Clark is up and no good. That'll be out of bounds to Flint Hills. Now checking in the game for Opie's Grace Coughlin. Grace, a junior, and in the game is Lily Skalski, a freshman. And I'll tell you what, Dylan, Skalski is a terrific player as a freshman.
Yeah, and we picked her on our Area Athlete of the Week a couple times, and she's well-deserved it.
Ball goes inside to Paige Corder. Shots up no good, and she's fouled.
Good job, girls!
Foul is going to be on.
Yeah, they haven't put it on the board yet, Ken.
Nope.
But Corder's going in line, so.
Corder's free throw is up and good. Off the glass. Did she call that?
Yeah, it's hard to call that.
Yeah.
As they are going to put the foul on the board finally.
Yeah, that foul is going to be on Grace Coughlin, her first. Yeah, I just didn't see the numbers when the ref was signaling over. Second free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound by Flint Hills. They get it back out to Page Corner. Shot's up, no good. This time the rebound comes down in the hands of the Opie Lady Eagles, Jenna Smith. They get the ball out. Skalski gives it to Bailey on the right side. Now to Katie Robert. 6-3 lead. They go back the door. Nope. They decide to go back up top. We're swinging right side to Katie Robert. Katie Robert on the baseline has the ball stolen away. Coming up with the steal was Alex Scribner. They get the ball down the court. Left side, Emily Scribner. Now back up. Now to Harley Randall. Randall gives it off to Emily Scribner. Scribner gets it up to Paige Corder. Corder gets it right side to Alex Scribner. Alex gets in the paint, stops, pops. No good. Rebounded by Skalski for Opie. Skalski gets it across the timeline. Now to Millie Bailey. Back up to Skalski. Goes to the left side to Katie Robert. Katie Robert, three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Flint Hills' Madison Alford. Get the ball down the court. Try to get in underneath. We're going to have a foul. 14, Jenna Smith. Her second, fourth team foul.
And the thing, And the thing right now, Ken, as Coach Ron Slaymaker is going to call a timeout, Opie has fouled five times here in the first 4 minutes of the game, and this is where Coach Slay has to tell his team, you can't be too aggressive and trying to reach in and foul, because you're going to put Flint Hills in the bonus pretty quickly, because there's one more foul to give, and then the next foul after that puts Flint Hills in the bonus, and you don't want that early in this game.
Yeah, you just got to be patient, don't you?
Yeah.
Even defensively, you have to be patient. 6-3, Opie with the lead. 3:47 to go here in the first quarter. The winner takes on the winner of the late game here tonight between Madison and Colony Crest. We'll have that game for you on Country 101.7.
Yeah, Madison Lady Bulldog just arrived.
Inbounds pass comes in. They get right side to Paige Corder. Paige Corder's jumper's up, no good. Rebounded by Opie. Here they come. Lily Skalski with it right side. Spin moves. Now gets it back out to Katie Robert. Katie thought about the three. Decided not to. Gets the ball right side to Millie Bailey. Bailey drives in. Shots up good. Millie Bailey with four. Extends the lead to 8-3. The largest lead of the night.
And how big is that driving floater by Millie Bailey? That was a good shot selection.
Yeah, she's an aggressive. She can be an aggressive ball player. Paige Corder with it up on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Gives it up to Tegan Carney. Tegan Carney's shot is up. No good. Rebound. Going to be out of bounds off of, or going to get a foul. Foul called on Flint Hills. Foul is going to be on Emily Scribner. Her first team foul on Flint Hills. And McKenna Broyles is back in the game for Opie. And
Smith, Jenna Smith sat down, and Jenna got to be careful playing with two fouls. She's going to be on that Opie bench for quite a while.
The ball goes to the left side. Broyles brings it up. Gets Skalski right side to Bailey. Bailey on the right baseline. Up top to Katie Robert. Katie Roberts dribbles in. Now that's offensive foul. That's number two on Katie Robert.
And the Flint Hills faithful sitting right behind us loves that.
Yeah, they agreed with the call. But now Katie Robert, who that's kind of her style, is being that aggressive. She can't be here right now with two fouls with 2:45 to go, Dylan.
Yeah, and Opie is next foul they can miss going to put Flint Hills in the bonus. Just mentioned that a few moments ago.
Yeah, now they get the ball in underneath. Millie Bailey knocks it away, but McKenna Broyles can't hang on to it. That was good effort, actually, by the two ladies. Just couldn't hang on to it. Now Ava Clark back in the game replacing Katie Robert.
So you have a senior and a junior on the bench right now, key leadership, both with two fouls, and Jenna Smith and Katie Robert.
Now a three-pointer by Paige Corder is up, no good. We're going to get a foul on the rebound.
That's going to go the other way.
Yeah, and that's going to be two on Emily Scribner. So she's picked up both of their fouls. So Emily Scribner will be out of the game for a little while for Flint Hills. Harley Randall back in the game. So Skalski gets it across the timeline. Now in the right corner to McKenna Broyles. McKenna Broyles brings it back up. Now gets it. They get it in to Grace Coughlin. Back to Bailey for three. No good. Rebound. Going to go out of bounds off of Opie. And I think that could have been, I think that was one of those deals, Dylan, that it might have been a foul on Millie Bailey for reaching in, but they'll say it's out of bounds.
From my angle here, Ken, it looked like right for Flint Hills touched it last.
Oh, now steal. Lily Skalski, and she's going to be fouled on the way to the basket.
How about that? You know, had an opportunity, had a second chance, and turned it over and then got it back.
Yeah, good effort that time by Skalski. Foul is on Paige Corder, her first, third team foul. Ball goes to the left side to Lily Skalski. She takes a baseline layup, good.
Very nice drive by the freshman.
Her first two of the night, largest lead of the night for Opie, 10-3. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ball goes left side to get it. Shot is up and good by Alex Scribner. Alex with her first two of the night. Cuts the lead to 10-5. And they get it inside. Lily Skalski off the glass and good. Lily Skalski with four. Alex sends the lead back to 12-5. And then they go ball left side. Three-pointers up and no good by Paige Corder. Rebound put back up and good. This time the rebound comes down in the hands of McKenna Broyles. She gets it across the timeline. Now up. Ava Clark has it. Goes to the left side. Dribbling baseline layup is up and good.
How about Lily Skalski, Ken?
6 points in the first quarter by the freshman off the bench.
All six in a row.
Yes. And extends the lead now to 14-6. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Ball goes to the right side to Paige Corder. Corder has the ball knocked away. It comes up in the hands of Millie Bailey. Millie Bailey having trouble with it. Now gives it off to Ava Clark, now left side to Skalski. Skalski brings it back out. Gives the ball on the right side to Clark. Clark, now they get to Broyles. Clark on the right side. And just taking their time with it now. Millie Bailey. She dribbles around, the spin moves, kicks it back out. Now they get it to Skalski. Skalski goes inside, dishes it off. Layup by Grace Coughlin, no good. Rebound Coughlin, put back up, and good. 8 points off the bench tonight in the first quarter for the Lady Eagles. That's the first two for Grace Coughlin. 14 seconds to go. And we're going to get a timeout called by Flint Hills coach Daniel Scribner. And we'll just keep it right here with just 13 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Ken, I want to mention something to you. Yeah. I run my iPad with our stats tonight.
Uh-huh.
Opie is 8 of 12 from the field, including 8 of 9 from inside the arc.
Wow, wow. And you know what? When you're hitting shots, things look good. But they're layups tonight, Dylan. There's a lot of little five-footers in there.
And since Opie led 10-5, it's a 6-0 Lady Eagle run.
And all off the players off the bench.
And that's what happens when both Jenna Smith and Katie Robert, both leaders for this team, upperclassmen, are on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily Skalski has come off that Lady Eagle bench with really good enthusiasm and energy tonight.
That she has. 13 seconds to go here in the quarter. When Riley White gets it across the timeline. She gives the ball to the right side to Tegan Carney. Tegan goes off the screen, gets it inside. Shot is up and good at the buzzer by Paige Corder. And that does it for the first quarter of action. And at the end of one, it is Opie 16. Flint Hill 7 back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386.
Opie Postseason Basketball, brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Back here in Oswego, 16-7, Opie with the lead, and led by Lily Skalski with 6 points off the bench. And now Flint Hills will set the inbound. They do. They get it across the timeline. Dribble one down is Alex Scribner. Layup good. Back-to-back points by the Lady Mustangs. Cuts the lead to 16-9. Now the ball goes up top. Cross court to Grace Coughlin. Coughlin gets it up to Broyles. Broyles goes in the right wing to Ava Clark. Clark gets inside. Now dishes it off to Broyles. Broyles takes it to the glass. Layup, no good. Rebound by Broyles. Put back up, no good. This time rebound by Broyles, and no good. But there's a foul on the floor.
And how big is it? And oh, it's going to go the other way.
Oh. Foul is going to be on Grace Coughlin. That's her second. At the free throw line, shooting 1-1 will be Tegan Carney. In the game now for the first time tonight for Opie is Kenzie Curzon, a junior. And also back in the game is Millie Bailey. Free throw is up and it is no good. Rebound by Curzon. And now length of the court pass. Jenna Smith lays it up good. Jenna Smith with her first two of the night. Pressure being put on the backcourt. And looks like Flint Hills is going to be able to break the press. It's Paige Corder. She gets in the paint, takes it to the glass. Shots up no good. And rebound comes all the way out to Grace Coughlin. She gives it down to Millie Bailey. Break for Opie, and they're going to have trouble with it. Throw the ball. In fact, Bailey's pass to Lily Skalski was behind her, and they tried to have a 3-on-2 break but just couldn't quite get it done.
That's the sixth Opie turnover to 8 for Flint Hills.
Inbounds pass comes in, and loose ball, but it's picked up by Riley White. White gives it over to the left side. Dishes it out to Alex Scribner. Shots up good. Alex Scribner, the freshman, with 6 points. And it cuts the lead to 18-11. Grace Coughlin has it. Free throw line. Dishes it right side to Lily Skalski. Skalski goes the left side to Millie Bailey. Bailey drives in. Shots up. No good. We're going to get a foul on the drive by Millie Bailey. Foul is going to be on Riley Wright.
No, 21.
Oh, 21. Yeah. Riley White for Flint Hills. And at the free throw line, it's Millie Bailey shooting two. First free throw is up, and it is good. Millie Bailey with 5. Katie Robert checking back into the game for Opie. And
how about big minutes from Lily Skalski?
Yeah. She's carrying him. Second shot by Bailey is up and no good. Rebound Grace Coughlin. Back out to Katie Robert for 3. Good! Katie Robert with 5. Oh, they're only going to give her 2. So she's got 4. I'm calmer on a 2-pointer than I am a 3. Now Katie Robert comes up with a steal. And they're going to be tied up.
They're going to get it on the arrow.
Yes. And so the Opie Lady Eagles with the basketball.
And Ken on this possession, they can get back to their largest lead of the game. And Ken, this does not feel like an 11-point game.
No, it doesn't. But almost a steal. But Curzon has it now. It is a steal by Alex Scribner. Alex Scribner layup. No good. Rebounded by Katie Robert. Robert has the ball knocked away, but Robert runs it down. And then picks up her dribble, gives it up to Curzon. Curzon to Katie Robert. Opie just needs to calm down a little bit. Now they got a steal again. Back-to-back turnovers. Tegan shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Katie Robert. That's going to be a jump ball. Katie Robert was tied up by Harley Randall. And Alex Scribner's a freshman billing for Flint Hills, and she's definitely kind of taking things in their own hands for them.
Yeah, don't want them to end their season tonight. But she's still got 3 years of ball to play in her high school career.
Ball goes to the left side to Paige Corder. Corder gets it. Now has the ball stripped by Katie Robert, and she's fouled. That I'll tell you, that better. That's on Paige Corder because that was obvious.
Yes.
But also, I was a little worried with Katie that when she tried to get that strip, that they could have easily blown a whistle on her.
Right.
Katie Robert has it. Gives the ball left side to Curzon. Curzon gets it to the top of the key. Now dribbles in. Gets it off right side to Bailey. Bailey's jumper's up no good. Rebounded by Katie Robert. Now loose ball again. We're going to get a tie-up. This time it should stay with Opie. 5:09 to go here in the first half. Opie leading 22-11.
There's been a lot of tie-ups in this game.
There has. The inbounds pass comes in to Katie Robert. Robert drives in. A little 10-footer is up. No good. Rebound is going to be off of Curzon. And it'll go over to Flint Hills. Checking back in the game for Opie. Zava Clark replacing Millie Bailey. And Lily Skalski now in the game. Oh, Lily. Lily went kind of direct route out to the court there, and they kind of pulled her back. Going
they tell everyone you need to go to the middle of the floor right at the midpoint of the scorer's table.
Coach Wilson started laughing when I said that. Length of the court pass is up and no shots up, no good by Tegan Carney. But she is fouled by, I think they're going to be on Ava Clark. That's Ava Clark's first personal. The eighth team foul at the free throw line. It's Tegan Carney. Carney's free throw is up and no good. Carney 0-for-2 tonight.
And, Ken, that was a three by Robert because I put it in my iPad, and it was 21-11, and it's 22-11 on the board. So Katie did have the three.
Okay. So Katie with 5 points on the night. And missed, free throw was missed. Katie Robert has it again. Dribbles right side. Shots up no good. And she's fouled. She's got a quick step to the basket, doesn't she?
She's like her brother.
Yeah. Yep.
It's all part of the family.
Yes, it is. And that foul is on Tegan Carney, her second. 16 foul on Flint Hills. Free throw is up and good by Katie Robert. Katie now with 6 points on the night. She had 30 last week against Oswego. The free throw is up and good. And that's the largest lead again. Back up to 13, 24-11. Pressure being put on the backcourt. But Flint Hills is able to break it. Alex Scribner with it. Gets the ball to the right side to Harley Randall. Randall gets it in underneath. Layup is up and good by Paige Corder. Paige Corder with 5. 24-13, Opie with the lead, 4:35 to go here in the first half. Ball goes to the right corner. Now they bring it back up top, Katie Robert. Katie dribbles over to the left side, picks it up. Now they get it. Ball knocked away from Ava Clark and stolen by Tegan Carney. Now Alex Scribner has it, gets it across the timeline. Goes to the left side to Carney for three. No good. Rebound comes out. Katie Robert has it. Robert on the break. Now she's going to pull it out. Good decision that time. She gives the ball up to Ava Clark. Left side, Lily Skalski down. Now to Curzon. Curzon gets it in to Jenna Smith. Jenna Smith, turnaround, shots up, no good. Rebound to Flint Hills. Flint Hills trying to cut this back to single digits. Paige Corder has it. Gets it in. Ball knocked away. Comes up in the hands of Jenna Smith. Smith down to Katie Robert. Katie, spin move. Layup. Good.
That was a beautiful move. Spin move by Katie.
Katie with 9 now. 26-13. Scribner has it. Alex Scribner gets inside. Shots up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Robert. Robert on the break. I guarantee you she's going to take it to the basket. Left side to Curzon. Layup good. Timeout Flint Hills.
And Ken, 15-point lead, and Opie's finding a rhythm.
And we'll take a timeout, too. 3:16 to go in the first half. Opie 28. Flint Hills 13 back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Hag Pharmacy. For the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hag Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. The city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. And Hogan Excavating. Specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also call for tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Opie High School postseason basketball.
Back here at Oswego, 28-13. Opie with the lead. And Flint Hills has the basketball. Alex Scribner gets it across the timeline. Scribner gets inside, dishes it off right side, layup, good. By number 14, Madison Albert. And now we get the ball down underneath. We're going to get a foul on Flint Hills.
Millie Bailey's going to go to the free throw line.
Foul is going to be on Harley Randall. Her first free throw is up and good by Millie Bailey. Dylan, what's Opie shooting from the free throw line?
Right now they are 4 of 5.
I think Coach Slaymaker would take that.
They're 12 of 21 from the field.
Wow.
11 of 17 from inside the arc.
Free throw is good. Millie Bailey now with 7 points. And the lead's back up to 15, 30 to 15, 2:55 to go here in the second quarter. Ball goes to the left side. Emily Scribner, she gets it in underneath. Shot is up and no good by Riley White. And rebound to Opie. Here comes Katie Robert on the break. She's going to get fouled on the way to the basket. You have to like Katie Roberts' aggressiveness.
Most definitely.
And Katie Robert at the free throw line for a 1-1. Fouls on Alex Scribner, her first. 8th team foul, and the team fouls have evened out.
Yeah, and it started 6-0.
Free throws up and good.
And Ken, that's 6 of 7 from the line for Opie.
And now that's Katie with 10 points here in the first half.
Well, coming off a 30-point game, got to be confident.
Yes. And a lot of it was just driving to the basket. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Flint Hills.
Are you going to call that a broadcaster jinx?
Yep, but that's the way it is. Now a steal. Here comes Opie on the break. Katie Robert. Down the McKenna Broyles. Broyles jumper, good. Nice catch by McKenna Broyles because that pass got tipped. McKenna with her first two of the night. Now all 5 starters and all 8 players for Opie that have been in the game have scored. We're going to get a foul out front on Millie Bailey. Foul is going to be on Millie Bailey. It's her first.
It's going to be a 1-1 for Kearney.
And free throws have not been good for Flint Hills.
Yeah, they're 1 of 5.
Kearney, in fact, is 0 for 3. Kearney's free throw is on the way up, and it is good. I guess we jinxed them the other way around. Second free throw by Carney. Up and it is good. Tegan Carney now with 2 points on the night. Cuts the lead to 33-17. Millie Bailey drives in, going to get an offensive foul. Tegan Carney is like, ow, that hurt. I know I was supposed to do that.
That's Millie just trying to attack.
Mm-hmm. Number two on Millie Bailey. And here comes Alex Scribner with the basketball. Gives the ball to the right side to Tegan Carney. Carney now picks up her dribble. Gets the ball up top to Emily Scribner. Emily goes left side, tries to go to the basket, has the ball knocked away. I think it's going to say it's off Millie Bailey. And they'll be inbounding it to the left of their basket. 1:48 to go here in the first half. Opie leading by 16. Inbounds pass comes in. Ball knocked away to the right side, but Flannels has it. Now has the ball stolen by Katie Robert. Katie Robert gets across the timeline. Down to Lily Skalski. Now they kick it back out to Katie Robert. Robert goes to the left side to Skalski. Skalski dribbles baseline. And she's going to be fouled. Both referees were getting ready to call that one. That foul is going to be on 12. Grace?
21.
21.
Yep.
Oh, 21 Tegan Carney.
Yeah.
Yes. That's her third. And now back in the game for Flint Hills. Harley Randall along with Paige Corder.
Huge free throws for Opie here.
Free throw by Skalski's up and good. Lily now with 7. Extends the lead to 34-17. Second free throw on the way up and no good. Rebounded though. Put back up by Broyles. Shots blocked. Rebound comes down to Flynn Hills. Paige Corder with it. Has the ball stolen by Skalski. And Skalski gets called for traveling. But if she wouldn't have got called for traveling, McKenna Broyles was going in for a layup.
And the turnovers are racking up. 15 for Flint Hills to 13 for Opie. And Opie leading by 17. Don't know if Coach Slaymaker likes that.
No, but he might take it with a win.
Right?
But it's something to talk about on the way home. Ball gets inside to Paige Corder. She's fouled. See who they're going to get that one on.
I would believe it's in the vicinity of Millie Bailey. Nope.
That's going to be on Lily Skalski. That's her first. And Katie Robert was like going, no. That
she didn't want that third.
No. So Lily Skalski took one for the team. Free throw is up and no good.
Ken, that's now 3 of 8 from the charity stripe for the Lady Mustangs of Flint Hills.
Ava Clark checking in the game. Oh, we're going to see. Oh, they did. They called it on Katie Robert?
They called it on Lily. Katie Robert was saying to Coach Slay, that was on Lily.
Mm-hmm.
So they clarified it was on the freshman.
Yeah, and I think Coach Scribner was wanting it on Katie. Corder hits that second free throw. Cuts the lead to 34-18. Now Lily Skalski with it up top. Goes to right side, Millie Bailey. Millie Bailey dribbles baseline. Now back up to Skalski. Skalski gets in the paint. Shot is up and good. Lily now with 9 on the night. And the lead's up to the largest lead of the night again, 36-18.
Ties the largest lead at 18.
And now Alex Scribner gives it off to Paige Corder. 3-pointers up, no good. Rebounded by Opie. Here comes the Lady Eagles on the break. That ball tipped away off the hands of Grace Coughlin. But good hustle there that time by Alex Scribner, again, the freshman, reaching out and getting that, tapping the ball and getting it off of Grace, off of the Lady Eagles.
Now Flint Hill's going to go for the final shot of the first half.
They come off the screen around the left side and getting in. Shot is up and no good by Haley Randall. And here comes Olpe with it. Millie Bailey takes it to the baseline, takes it to the basket. No good. Rebound this time by Harley, by Flanells. And Alex Scribner's shot is up and no good. This time the rebound comes down the hands of the Olpe Lady Eagles, and that does it for the first half. And at the end of the first half, it is Olpe 36, Flint Hills 18. We'll be back with the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show coming up on Country 101.7 FM.